You're listening to World Socialist Radio. So this week we're going to try something a little different. This is from the February 2026 edition of the Socialist Standard. But we're not doing an article this time. This is a letter to the editor. So bear in mind, this isn't a party member who's writing this. This is somebody from outside the party. So this is ending the money system can save the planet. Money may feel neutral, just a tool for exchange, and environmental destruction is usually framed as a technological problem, a political failure, or a lack of individual responsibility. But the primary driver of ecological degeneration is the system we live under. It requires endless growth. Even though the earth itself does not grow, forests regenerate slowly, soils take centuries to rebuild. In a monetary framework, nature has value only when it can be priced. So, for example, a living forest is unused land, and a felled forest is economic activity. Clean air, biodiversity, climate stability, and future generations tend to be ignored by balance sheets. It's more profitable to extract than to regenerate. And so what cannot be monetized is treated as expendable. The result often being not stewardship, but liquidation. This doesn't happen because people are evil. It happens because the system rewards the wrong behavior. The result is that total global debt now equals more than 3 years of the planet's entire yearly output. Everything humanity produces in 1 year, multiplied by three, already promised away. But growth and borrowing that goes with it means more extraction, more pressure on lands, oceans, climate, and people. We have in effect built a system that treats Earth as an infinite credit card. And even after maxing it out, it demands a higher limit. That is why we do not have a problem that can be fixed with better regulation, greener growth, or smarter finance. The system that requires endless expansion on a finite planet is not malfunctioning. It's doing exactly what it was designed to do. This brings us to the question of artificial scarcity. Money-based systems depend on scarcity, but not natural scarcity, manufactured scarcity. There is enough food, yet people starve. There are more than enough homes, and yet people are homeless. There is an abundance of energy from the sun, and yet we burn the planet for fuel. So scarcity is not a condition of nature. It's a condition of design. And scarcity doesn't just damage ecosystems. It damages people, and a wounded humanity consumes to compensate. Much of the modern overconsumption is not driven by greed, but rather by emptiness. When work is disconnected from meaning, when time is stolen from life, when worth is measured numerically, people compensate by seeking status, possessions, and distractions. This is a system that erodes human dignity. You are valued only when you are profitable. So, rest must be earned, care must be justified, illness is a liability, and aging becomes a problem. Your right to exist depends not on being human, but on being useful. But ending money would change the questions. Without money, society would stop asking, is it profitable? And begin asking questions like, is it necessary? Is it sustainable? Does this improve life for people and the planet? When production becomes needs-based, technology serves life. Not return on investment, and durability replaces planned obsolescence. It's not that people aren't trying to save the planet within today's monetary system. Many are. But every serious environmental effort is forced to operate against the system's underlying logic. Renewable energy must compete with fossil fuels on price. Ecosystem protection must justify itself in economic terms. Climate action must promise growth, jobs, and returns to be considered realistic. In other words, nature is allowed to survive only if it can be made profitable. And this creates a constant contradiction. We try to heal the planet while preserving the very engine that requires its continual destruction. As long as money, debt, and growth remain the organizing principles of society, ecological protection will always be partial, fragile, and reversible, tolerated only until it threatens profits. That's why saving the planet without ending the monetary system is not just difficult, it may be structurally impossible. You may say, what can we have instead? This is the only system we got. But is it? When land, water, and ecosystems are no longer owned for profit, extraction loses its incentive, care becomes collective, and long-term thinking becomes natural. Stewardship replaces ownership, and the guiding question shifts from how can we extract as much as possible to how can we keep the system healthy for ourselves and future generations. Just as a humanity stripped of dignity will compete, consume, and destroy, a humanity that feels safe, valued, and meaningful does not need to dominate its environment. So while ending the monetary system does not magically save the planet, it does remove the root incentive that is currently destroying it, and it also gives the Earth and humanity a chance to recover. This is the core vision explored in my book, Waking Up: A Journey Towards a New Dawn for Humanity. A story that doesn't ask whether a new world is perfect, but whether it becomes possible once the old rules are removed. The question is no longer whether we can afford to imagine a world beyond money. The question is whether we can afford not to. And so that was a letter to the editor of the Socialist Standard, and that was by Harold Sandow. Harold Sandow, the author of Waking Up: A Journey Towards a New Dawn of Humanity. And our editorial committee has responded, and their response goes like this. We broadly agree, though we see that the imperative to growth that is built into capitalism as resulting from its economic drive to make and accumulate more profit, rather than having to make money to repay interest on debt. Thanks, the editors.
You have been listening to World Socialist Radio, produced by the Socialist Party of Great Britain. If you would like to find out more, you can visit our website, spgb.net.